Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Hi, it's Mark Waters with Sounds Good. lefty Luck of Edenhall there with High Heeled Flippers from their fantastic LP of last year, Alligators Eat Gumdrops. Welcome to Sounds Good with Mark Waters here. This is the Luck of Edenhall special to celebrate their wonderful trip over to the seashores from Chicago. They're arriving on this Monday, and then they're playing four gigs, ending up at the Borderline on Saturday. So, more about that later. Now I've got a lovely one, new one from their new album. Yes, this is Dandy Horse.
Up to 30 or more, she's thrilled to be riding such a dandy horse. Just keep pedaling hard, you're beginning to soar, my sweet penny farthing. The basket is filled up with baubles and bees, and she glides through the market with all of her needs, a billfold of cab notes all dog-eared and worn, and lists of expenses for dresses she's torn. She's $0 turns to zero again. You're tired of riding straight into the wind. Just pedal as hard as you possibly can, my sweet Penny Farthing.
Sweet love, love.
Luck of Eden Hall special here on Sounds Good. That was Dandy Horse, inspired, I think, from a photograph of a nice lady riding a penny farthing. Right, now back to 1920. What am I talking about? Back to 1990 and the Luck of Eden Hall's first album, Belladonna Marmalade. And a track I've chosen for you is Darling Beak. So get a listen to this one. This is what they were doing all those years ago.
Always try.
beautiful. That was Luck of Eden Hall from Ballad on a Marmalade. Darling Dear. Oh, I love that guitar work and that drumming. Oh, yes. And it's a super album, I must admit, from all those many years ago. Right after the next track, we're going to go over to Chicago to have a little chat with Curvy about the Luck of Eden Hall's history and, of course, the forthcoming UK tour. So, this is Love Is.
Once I love, but love is dead. And I whispered, sometimes love is only sleeping. She said, I cannot cry, and I cannot give a feel or even try. And her voice was hard and cold, and her sweet young face was old. And I whispered, sometimes love is only sleeping. Kissed her eyes as it mingled with our sighs, and she whispered, sometimes love is only sleeping.
Love Is, the Luck of Eden Hall. Right, you're listening to Sounds Good. I'm going over now to Chicago to have a little chat with Curvy.
Hello?
Hello, Curvy.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
I'm not so bad. How are you, sir?
I'm good today. Very good.
Very good. That's good. That's good. That's good. Nice of you to be talk to me yet again.
Sure, it's my pleasure.
Good, good. Well, as you know, I'm going to do a little hour's show of Luck of Eden Hall, and I just wanted a little bit about the history.
Okay. Well, I'll try to make it concise because it's too long, very long history.
That's fine.
But I moved to Chicago to join a band called Scarlet Architect that was an all-keyboard band, and they wanted a drummer, and I play drums, so I moved to Chicago to play drums in a band that didn't really you know, the band broke up, unfortunately, right after I moved to town. And I wrote songs with one of the members of the band and tried to put something together. And it ended up that I put together a band that didn't have him in it. And that band was myself and a couple guys and a guy named Wayne Wells, who was a friend of mine who I asked to move to Chicago from Michigan and join into the band.
Right.
And Wayne is now the front man for Static X. And we formed a band called West House, and I left that band and formed the Luck of Eden Hall. And when I left West House, Billy Corgan replaced me on guitar from the Smashing Pumpkins. He was in
right.
And West House. It was called Deep Blue Dream for a while. Yeah, and then I formed the Luck of Eden Hall with some other friends, and you know, that was what feels like eons ago. And it was always a three-piece band, bass, drums, and guitar. It was always Mark Lofgren on bass, always me on guitar, and our first drummer was a really good friend of mine named Bruce Zimmerman, and he left after we made our first single on Limited Potential Records.
Right.
And then we had a cellist at the time. And the cellist, when we made the record Belladonna Marmalade, unfortunately our cellist was snagged away by the Smashing Pumpkins to play on their Siamese Dream tour, and we you know, filled in the space with another guitarist for a while and with a keyboardist for a while, and
yeah,
you know, we went about that way. So we took a break after that. After the Belladonna Marmalade thing came out, we took a break and then got back together a few years later and started with the Subterranean. And then it was a different drummer. You know, drummers come and go. They seem to come and go. But what we have now, the lineup is Carlos Mendoza on drums.
Yep.
And myself and Mark Lofgren,
yep.
Core members. And then Jim Licka playing the Mellotron, which is really cool.
Yeah, it's lovely. It's lovely. Yeah, yeah. Very, very good. So, and you're looking forward to coming over to the UK?
Oh, absolutely. Well, we're very excited. We've been rehearsing like crazy, and everything sounds great. We're good. Ready for you.
Right, great, great, great. That's all right. I can do the lineup where you're going to play. So, Sheffield, Glasgow, Cardigan, and the Borderline. Any other?
Yep.
Right?
Nope, that's it. We only have those four shows. We were asked to play in Frankfurt, but our drummer has to come back for work, so
yeah.
We couldn't do the show in Germany.
Oh, that's a shame. So you've got a following in Germany, too, haven't you?
Yes, it would have been good, and with a little luck, we'll be back next year.
I hope so. I hope so. I hope so. I really do. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play probably a couple of tracks from Belladonna Marmalade, which I've got.
Okay.
And then some tracks from the wonderful Butterfly Revolution and some of your new tracks, and, of course, something from Alligators Eat Gumdrops, which is how I got to know you.
Well, I'm fortunate. I feel fortunate that we're actually playing four different shows in England. I mean, at least we get to make it up north and east and west. And
it's wonderful. It really is. It really is. I would if I could, but no, I'm not going to make it this year. I'm hoping that somebody will tape some of the shows for me.
Oh, yeah. Well, our plan is I have a portable recorder.
Brilliant.
That is good for recording live music, and we're going to record every show on the tour.
Brilliant.
And Keith from Frutimer Records is bargaining with the folks over at Borderline to record the entire evening off the board as well. So there's going to be some recordings, and some will possibly be released on vinyl. And our plan is to maybe, if our recordings turn out well enough, to put together a live record of you know, live in the UK type thing, and
brilliant.
Release that.
That'll be good. And you've worked out a have you worked out a track list?
I'm sorry?
Have you worked out a list of songs?
Oh, we do. We do have a set list. Unfortunately, it's here on my iPhone, which is glued to the side of my head right now, and I can't access it. But I'll try to email you the set list.
Oh, that'd be brilliant. That'd be brilliant.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be great. Bye, and give my regards to all the band and your family.
I will. Thank you, Mark. Thank you very much for your support.
It's been an absolute pleasure. All right, take good care then, sir.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
From Luck of Eden Hall out back end of August. That was the title track, Victoria Moon. Thank you very much, Kirby. That was really great talking to you. And sorry I'm going to miss you this year, but next year, well, you never know. Okay, now for a track from their first album again, Luck of Eden Hall, Belladonna and Marmalade. I really like this album. It's really great. This one is called Maiden's Voyage.
Little girl, packing up trunks for the time.
The Luck of Eden Hall there with the Maiden's Voyage from the album Belladonna Marmalade, which was made in 1993 with Blood, Seawater and One Last Breath on Walrus Records. Well, just a little rundown of Luck of Eden Hall's UK tour, the Victoria Moon Tour. August the 7th, the Two Cranes Pub, Sheffield. August the 8th, the 13th Note, Glasgow. August the 9th, the Castle Bar, Cardigan with Syndelica. And August the 10th, the Borderline, London, starting at 2:30. The great Fruit de Mer All Dayer with the Pretty Things and Jack Allister and Syndelica and a few more other great Fruit de Mer artists. So that should be a good one. So go and get your tickets now. Right, so now for some vinyl. Yes, I've got vinyl on the go here. It is the wonderful Fruit de Mer EP from the Luck of Eden Hall.
I've got a friend consciousness. I like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another kiss, another kiss. The day are bright and filled with pain. Enclose me in your gentle rain. The time you ran was too insane. We'll meet again, we'll meet again. The streets are fields that never die. Deliver me from reasons why you'd rather cry. I'd rather fly. The crystal ship is being filled. A thousand
is the season for all of the black sheep today.
That was four tracks from the Fruit Demer EP, Luck of Eden Hall, Crystal Ship, Black Sheep, Bangalore, and This Is Strange. Now for a few tracks from Butterfly Revolution, their fantastic double CD, double LP set, and this is from the LP.
Always rolling around in the dew. revolutions and betting on you. She sent a warning to caution my, a wave and a welcome will soften in time. Tips for me if I play in the subway, is this feeling discomforting? The morning, a song and a fool. Is this feeling discomforting you? Is this feeling discomforting you? Is this feeling discomforting you? Is this feeling discomforting you?
That was two tracks from Butterfly Revolutions, Volume 2, Flowers and Revolutions, by the Luck of Eden Hall. Well, the Luck of Eden Hall is touring in the UK next week, August 7th at the Three Cranes Pub in Sheffield, August 8th at the 13th Note, Glasgow, August 9th the Castle Bar, Cardigan, and August 10th at the Fruit de Mer All Dayer, starts at 2:30 at the Borderline, London. I hope you manage to go and see them, because there is such a great group. Now I'm going to end this special Sounds Good with Realization Loop from Butterfly Revolutions. So here we go, and goodbye from me, and thanks you very much, Kirby, for the little interview. Safe journeying now.